I have a big announcement to make. Are you sitting down? I have found the key to the city of Fort Smith. No, Mayor Sandy Sanders did not give me an official key to the city. Rather, I now know how to unlock the mystery of our town. The key is this: learn people's maiden names. You see, once you learn the maiden names, you quickly realize that everyone in this town is related to everyone else in this town. That is why only highly trained professionals are allowed to gossip about people in this town. Otherwise, you learn too late that the person you are talking to is actually related to the person you are talking about. You know, I've been to many families' homes this past year who proudly display their family tree. And let me tell you, the giant redwoods of Northern California have got nothing on our family trees. And I always try to remember and make a mental note of the maiden names that are on that family tree. For example, I've learned that I should not talk about the Weavers when I'm with the Myers or with the Wrights. I should say something nice about the Siders if I'm talking to the Fitzgeralds. I never bring up any dirt on the Caldereras when I'm talking with the Hornungs, or discuss the Donabowers when I'm talking with the McNallys. It's too bad that I was born in India. You can all talk about me. Of course, there's nothing bad to say. Seriously, though, I do love Fort Smith. And learning about our parish family, we are a very close-knit community. We are not only a spiritual family related by baptism, but many of us are even related by blood. That's how close we are. Today's gospel contains one of those lines in the Bible that always makes me stop and reflect, because it's where Mary stopped to reflect. It reads, "And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart." You know, I always wonder, what was the content of Mary's contemplation that day? Think about it. She had just given birth to a child who was the Son of God, but also very much her own son. Everything physical he received from her. And suddenly, all these strangers, shepherds, and even kings were coming to adore him. I think part of her reflection was she caught a glimpse that these strangers were also somehow her child's siblings, his brothers and sisters. This thought would grow stronger when many years later Jesus would one day declare, "Who are my brother and sister and mother? The one who does God's will is my brother and my sister." And it would become piercingly clear to Mary when Jesus would say, hanging from the cross to her, "Woman, behold your son." Meaning, look at John. In other words, Mary began to see that these shepherds and kings are Jesus' brothers and sisters. And then that would logically make Mary their mother. Mary was sitting that cold night in Bethlehem thinking the same thing I did shortly after I arrived in Fort Smith. Dang, all these people are related to each other. You see, just like we are spiritual brothers and sisters of Jesus, we are also spiritual sons and daughters of Mary. The classic phrase in Latin was filii in filio, which means sons in the Son. So this was the spiritual content of Mary's reflections. And this is the theological content of the feast that we celebrate today, Mary, the Mother of God. In other words, precisely because Mary is the mother of Jesus, she is also our mother, since we are Jesus' siblings. In a certain sense, the key to unlocking the mystery of Fort Smith is also the key to unlocking the city of God. Namely, realizing that everyone in the city is related to each other. So what that practically means is that you can't gossip about anyone in the city of God, because the one you're talking to is related to the one you're talking about. Even if the one you're talking about is me. But more importantly, this means that we are a close-knit community in the church. And we love each other. Not just because it's a commandment, because someone told us we had to, but because our mother would be deeply disappointed in us if we didn't. You see, one and the same key unlocks both the city of Fort Smith and the city of God. And the key is to see how people are related to each other. In both cities, therefore, just keep your eyes on the women, especially those women who are mothers, and start learning some maiden names. Praised be Jesus Christ.